Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8. And reading verses 1 to 29. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear or be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise and go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king. You shall take only its spoil and its cattle as plunder for yourselves. Set an ambush for the city behind it." So Joshua rose with all the people of war to go up to Ai, and Joshua chose 30,000 men, valiant warriors, and sent them out at night. He commanded them, saying, "See, you are going to ambush the city from behind it. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. Then I and all the people who are with me will approach the city, and when they come out to meet us, as at the first, we will flee from before them. They will come out after us until we have drawn them away from the city. For they will say, 'They are fleeing before us as at the first.' So we will flee before them. And you shall rise from your ambush and take possession of the city. For the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. Then it will be, when you have seized the city, that you shall set the city on fire. And you shall do it according to the word of the Lord. See, I have commanded you." So Joshua sent them away, and they went to the place of ambush and remained between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua spent that night among the people. Now Joshua rose early in the morning and mustered the people, and he went up with the elders of Israel before the people to Ai. Then all the people of war who were with him went up and drew near and arrived in front of the city and camped on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between him and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. So they stationed the people, all the army that was on the north side of the city, and its rear guard on the west side of the city. And Joshua spent that night in the midst of the valley. It came about, when the king of Ai saw it, that the men of the city hurried and rose up early and went out to meet Israel in battle, he and all his people at the appointed place before the desert plain. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. Joshua and all Israel pretended to be beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people who were in the city were called together to pursue them. And they pursued Joshua and were drawn away from the city. So not a man was left in Ai or Bethel who had not gone out after Israel. And they left the city unguarded and pursued Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand." So Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. The men in ambush rose quickly from their place. And when he had stretched out his hand, they ran and entered the city and captured it. And they quickly set the city on fire. When the men of Ai turned back and looked, behold, the smoke of the city ascended to the sky. And they had no place to flee this way or that. For the people who had been fleeing to the wilderness turned against the pursuers. When Joshua and all Israel saw that the men in ambush had captured the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, they turned back and slew the men of Ai. The others came out from the city to encounter them, so that they were trapped in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they slew them until no one was left of those who survived or escaped. But they took alive the king of Ai and brought him to Joshua. Now when Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field of the wilderness where they pursued them, And all of them were fallen by the edge of the sword until they were destroyed. Then all Israel returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. All who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, all the people of Ai. For Joshua did not withdraw his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Israel took only the cattle and the spoil of that city as plunder for themselves, according to the word of the Lord, which he had commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it a heap forever, a desolation until this day. He hanged the king of Ai on a tree until evening, and at sunset Joshua gave command, and they took his body down from the tree and threw it at the entrance of the city gate, and raised over it a great heap of stones that stands to this day. Joshua chapter 8, the account of Ai. Even the name is short and small, but it was the point of stumbling for the people of Israel. It was what had caused them to turn back and to think, maybe we had gone along the wrong road. Ai. Let me describe perhaps what your life has been like. If I was to close my eyes and to say, at the outset, life seemed to be so full of promise, and there seemed to be so many voices which promised good things in your life, but at some point things got off the rails, things started to go wrong, things did not turn out as you hoped they would. Now let me describe a little bit perhaps of your spiritual walk. You started off with great excitement, and there was joy in your heart, and there was an excitement, and things seemed to be just going from better to better, and people spoke good things and promised good things of days ahead. But somewhere along the way, whether you can put your finger upon it or not, things seemed to go off the rails. That's the account of the people as they come. As we start out in the book of Joshua, they have come through the wilderness wanderings, and they have finally, after 40 years, in fact, 440 years, entered into the promise of God, and there is excitement, there is jubilation, it is a new day, and it seems that things can only get better and better. But as we know, things got off the track, things got off the rails, and there was struggle, there was difficulty, there was horrible setback, such as they never hoped to see. Why do we have Joshua chapter 8 in our Bibles? It seems like just blood and guts and gore. It seems like it would be something that we could set aside. Joshua chapter 8 has a very specific purpose in the life of every believer. It is telling us what takes place when people who are off the track come back to the Lord and say, Lord, your way, not our way. You remember how when they first approached Ai, the people said to Joshua, oh, you know what? We don't need to let all of the people labor up there at Ai. Just send a few. So Joshua sends a delegation of about 3,000 soldiers, 3,000 armed men, and they go, and they are horribly defeated. God says there's a problem here, and they deal with that problem. But is it that there is now no forward movement? We see at the very outset of chapter 8 that God once again, who has taken the initiative time after time after time and time again, all through his relationship, his covenant relationship with the Israelites, the Jews, the descendants of Abraham, he is the one who has called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans and led him to the land of promise. He is the one who again says to Joshua, Do not fear or be dismayed. You see, within each and every one of our hearts, when there is failure, when there is struggle, when things start to get off the tracks, there is naturally a fearful response in our hearts. There is dismay that would want to envelop and grip us in its icy chill, in its icy hold. But the Lord would want to come along and say, no fear, no dismay. I am still the one who will grant you victory. You see, Ai, if the people had gone there and just wiped it out, we would perhaps just have one line or just one little phrase mentioning, oh yeah, and there was Ai too. But Ai takes up at least two chapters in our Bibles, and it's a point which reminds us of people who come back to the Lord after messing up, after dabbling in utter foolishness, who get into sin. Is there a way back? It's been said that the devil has two favorite lies, and he uses them constantly. Maybe he's used them on you. Undoubtedly he has. The first lie is that one sin won't matter. One sin, that's all. It won't matter. What's the big deal? But you fall for his lie. He's the father of lies and a liar to the very core. When he speaks a lie, he's speaking his own first tongue. But then he comes along with that second one. You're feeling guilty, and he comes along and kicks you when you're down, and he says, you're finished. You're done for. God doesn't have any time for you, and nor does anyone else. Give up. There is no road back. Ai is witness that there is a road back for those who have wandered off. God comes to Joshua, and he says, be strong, be courageous, no fear, no dismay. God says, take all the people of war with you and arise and go up to Ai. Now that's encouraging, and that makes good sense. If you are defeated by a few, well, you bolster your forces. But the people would have been defeated at Ai even if all of the people had labored there. For you see, the victory was not out of the Lord's hand. It was something they were attempting in the flesh. But God comes to Joshua and he says, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Echoing words which we have heard just recently when they were standing outside the mighty walls of Jericho. God says, I have given Jericho into your hands. Here he says, I have given Ai into your hand. You see, the victories were not brought about because of the valiant warriors that marched behind Joshua, but it was because the Lord was marching and working in the midst of the people. God gives the plan. You shall do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho. You shall take only its spoil and its cattle as plunder for yourselves. Set an ambush for the city behind it. So we have in the ensuing verses how that Joshua meets with the people, especially choosing 30,000 valiant men as warriors, and he sends those ones out at night under the cover of darkness. He gives to the people the plan. And then verse 10, Joshua rises early in the morning and he musters the people. But first of all, we have verse 8. Joshua speaking to the people how that victory is assured as they walk with the Lord. He says, then it will be when you have seized the city that you shall set the city on fire. You shall do it according to the word of the Lord. Here Joshua was saying, we're not going to walk in our own ways. Our own counsel said, just send a few people up to AI, no big deal. But we're going to do it according to God's plan. We're going to do it as He has instructed all of the people. We're going to take God's ambush as our battle plan, and we are going to fight and take the city as God has instructed us. So they go up. They set the ambush. In the morning, the king of Ai sees what is out there, and he says, "No problem. We've been here before. We'll have a repeat of what took place just a few days before." The people start into the battle. The people of Ai come out. Joshua and all Israel pretend to be beaten before them, and they draw the people out, as we read in verse 15. And then the pursuers, they come into Ai. Joshua is also told, verse 18, by the Lord, "Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai." He doesn't say, "Throw it." He says, "Just stretch it out." As Moses in the wilderness had stretched out his rod and his staff over the Red Sea, and it had divided. You see, here is a picture of God at work. It wasn't the strength of Joshua's arm to throw that thing and to knock out at least one of the warriors, but it was rather a picture of God at work. And as long as Joshua stretched out that javelin, it was a reminder to the people that God had already given to them victory, that victory was assured. So Joshua, he stretches out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city as an indicator of the promise of God, and that the people, all that they did was enveloped, that it was under the promise of God. The men in ambush, they come, they set the city on fire. And now the people, that first guard, that first plan of attack, they turn back, and it is an utter devastation, absolutely done for. The king is captured, he's brought to Joshua, and he himself is hanged and thrown at the gate of his city. Let me now come to how that those who have fallen into sin come back to the Lord. How that you come back and that you know victory. I'm sure that there were people in the camp of Israel who were trembling and thinking, "Will there ever be a victory once again?" In the heart of a Christian, in the heart of a believer who has tasted of the good things of God and then wandered away, but there is a desperate desire to come back and to know the goodness of God, to know victory in His name. Ai is a reminder to us that God ever wants to lead His people on. These were not perfect people. These were people that God delighted to work through. These were not people who deserved what they were receiving, but these were people who God had set His favor and His affection upon, and He was going to give the land to them because of His promises to their great forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God comes to you, and He speaks words of love. He speaks words of tenderness. He speaks words of compassion. But He says, there are things that need to be overcome. There's territory, spiritual territory, that needs to be taken. How do you move forward? You move forward according to the Word of God. You move forward under the blessing of God. You move forward under the empowering of God. Not in the arm of flesh. All of the people, they could have gone and done their best, but yet have been defeated at Ai. But it is when we come before the Lord and when we labor under His blessing and under His anointing there and then. There are things that would want to defeat you time and time again. The people of Ai, they thought, oh, we can get them, just as we got them before. There are temptations, there are desires, there are lusts, there are enticements that want to grip your heart. And it's as though they come out against you, even though you want to stand strong. But the Lord is the ambush, and He is the one who will take them out of the way. As you stand strong, as you attend to His word, He will be there to watch over you and to see a complete and full victory in His name. The first words that God spoke are words that I would want each and every one here to know. Each and every one who has ever heard the devil whispering in their ear, you're done for. As you've made all the spiritual progress that you're ever going to make, just be happy where you are and content. The Lord has set you aside. He's not interested in working in you or working through you any of His purposes. The Lord would want to come to each of His servants and say, don't listen to those lies. They would want to incite fear within you. They would want to cause you to be dismayed, but rather rise up and move forward in the strength and in the blessing of God, and know that He cares for you, and that though you have been defeated before, yet there is victory in His name.